Get Up.
That's right. Woo!
With Cliffo and Gabby.
Turn up your radio
on Hit 103.1.
Shout out to grandparents all over the world. We love you guys, grandparents. Boiling grandkids all over Australia,
yep.
All over Townsville, and our house is no exception. My mother spoils my daughter like something chronic. And we caught up a few weeks ago just before we started the new show, actually,
mm-hmm.
Gabs. Mum was hanging out a bit with us. We went on a little holiday and stuff like that. And she gave Matilda a toy, a brand new toy,
mm-hmm.
which has quickly been elevated. So I think her favourite toy, like it's quickly gone straight to the top of the pile.
Yeah.
Top of the toy box.
That's nice.
Now, it's not a particularly expensive toy, which is, yeah, you know, she's got a Cabbage Patch doll. Those things are like 50, 60 bucks.
Kids grow out of toys pretty quickly, though.
Yeah.
Like there's no point buying all the expensive stuff.
You're right. And kids don't care about money value or whatever.
Nah.
They just, like, you can buy an expensive toy that'll just play with the box.
Yeah.
But I guess my point is this one, like, it looks cheap. It sounds kind of cheap. It's a cheap kind of toy.
Mm.
I think Mum bought it at the markets.
Right.
And it's a rip-off Paw Patrol, like, puppy dog. It's not even a real Paw Patrol.
What is it? Like, police or something?
Yeah. It's got, like, the logo's not quite the Paw Patrol logo.
Right.
But it's a little yappy dog, and it just kind of, like, you can wind it up or whatever, and it sort of crawls across the table or whatever flat surface you've got it on, and it yaps, and it's very, very loud. I actually recorded my daughter playing with it the other day. This is what it sounds like, Yaps.
Oh.
You don't like this dog, do you?
Yes, I do.
He's very loud, isn't he?
Yeah.
Can Daddy throw him in the bin?
No.
Please?
No.
No.
Get throw him in the bin.
Get lost.
Now, Sunday morning, I got up early-ish on Saturday, so Sunday was sleep-in day for
right.
both myself and my wife. We were really looking forward to it. Our daughter went to bed later on Saturday, so we're like, yeah, we're going to get to, like, you know, 7, 7.30, which is, that's a sleep-in when you've got a four-year-old. I wake up at about 5:15 on Sunday morning to this sound literally outside our bedroom door. Matilda had gotten up. She knew it was still dark, and she's, you know, don't wake Mum and Dad up unless it's life or death.
Yeah.
It's still dark outside. So instead, she just plays outside our door and waits for us to wake up.
Normally, it'd be quiet playing, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Not now, because it's her favourite toy. She's even sleeping with the damn dog. And Mum rings me on Sunday afternoon and has the audacity to say, how's Matilda liking the puppy that I bought her? She loves it.
Yeah.
We hate it.
Yeah.
But I thought this morning on 13, 12, 16, like, this is a thing for parents of young kids or just anyone who spends time with young kids.
Mm.
What's the most annoying toy
yep.
in the toy box? What's the most annoying
yeah.
toy in your home?
I'm that person. I am like your mum, because I'm the auntie. I love to be the cool auntie and provide awesome gifts for my nieces and nephew.
Yeah.
But I live away, so I don't have to deal with the consequences. So I've bought my niece, like, the Frozen music book with a recorder. I've bought my nephew a little mini drum
recorders
kit.
Is another one.
Oh, yeah.
The kids don't know how to put their fingers on the holes. They just go, woo!
Yeah, and it's the most annoying sound in the world. When I am home, they're banned from using it in the house.
Yeah.
I'm like, I bought it for you. I make the rules. Get out. And then my nephew has a little drum kit, so they've got, like, a little band going on. And I get Snapchats from my sister constantly just abusing me, and I love it. I think it's hilarious.
You're the one we hate.
Yeah.
As parents.
Yeah.
Like, we need to get together and rally against your type. 13, 12, 16, what's the most annoying toy in your place? Like, if you're surrounded by kids, give us a call, because I think we've all got one.
Mm.
And on 13, 12, 16, most annoying toy at your place?
We were given a harmonica.
Ooh.
And one of those Boo Boo Zephyrs, remember from the
South
in
Africa?
They
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what I'm getting my nieces and nephew for Christmas.
Yeah, do that.
Have you banned it from the house, or have you thrown it in the bin, or what have you done?
No, what we're doing is we're saving really cool, very noisy toys for the young woman who doesn't have kids yet. So that when she does have them,
yeah,
we
nice.
Can return
the favor. Yeah. Go and buy a referee's whistle. That's what you want. Like a full-on ref's whistle. 13, 12, 16, Bianca's here. Most annoying toy in your place?
Well, I thought I was going to be really funny and bought my girlfriend a Dora Explorer chair, and on the arms you hit them and the bongo noise goes.
She
ended up taking the batteries out, and then on my son's birthday, she bought me one of those 3-meter-long piano where they run up and down the piano, and it goes, ding-mong, ming-mong, ming-mong.
So it's like a war between the two of you.
Yeah, she kind of won, though.
You need to get on Google now and Google, like, noisiest present for kids. Michelle on 13, 12, 16, most annoying toy in your place?
A few years back now, I bought my her daughter some sand shoes with the squeak in them.
Oh, yeah.
So every step they took, it would light up and squeak.
Yeah. That's great. And then get them some dance lessons, it'll be even better.
Like, will you just sit down, for God's sakes? One more, 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
John.
John, what's the noisy thing that your kid has?
Look, to be honest, the noisy thing for us is not the most annoying. Mm. The most annoying thing is the blow-up kids' pool full of balls.
Oh,
that every time they jump into, we're picking them up out of the yard, the drain.
Sure.
Sister-in-law, thank you very much.
You're gonna move out of that house one day. Like, one day that house will be demolished. All houses get demolished eventually. It'll happen one day.
And
they're gonna be going out of that house. You're gonna be finding hundreds of coloured balls.
Absolutely.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Cliffo's well and truly in the midst of organising my birthday celebrations for tomorrow. I've been telling him about it for weeks, so he better have some really good things organised. But
that's definitely what I'm doing.
You better be. I'm very distracted, though, because you know how your phone, like, picks up things that you talk about and starts advertising
it's the worst.
Those products to you? Because you're like, oh, I need new runners. And all of a sudden, Nike is everywhere, all over your facey and whatnot. Well, because I've been talking about 30, all these articles are popping up about turning 30. And stupid me, I've been opening them and reading them, and it's making me feel a little bit distressed, especially the ones that are like the 30 things you need to do before you're 30. And I'm like, ooh, I'm running out of time.
Yeah, you were only a few weeks ago, and I think it was even in our first week on air, so maybe 4 or 5 weeks ago, you brought a story to the table about how much money you need to save.
Yeah.
Before, and that's like, you hit 30.
A year's worth of your salary should be in the bank account by the time you're 30. So I should have, you know, a few thou.
The only way you were going to make up that difference is if you went on Walter White, like Breaking Bad, in the last 4 weeks.
And even then, I don't know if I would have been able to make it in time. But, you know, there's a few things that I have done. So traveling solo, I've done that. Yep. Getting private health insurance. Mum made me do that a few years ago. Go camping. Take a road trip. Well, I road tripped up here with Mum a couple weeks ago. So that counts, right?
Mm,
yeah, it counts.
It's questionable.
It counts. But there's a few things that I haven't done. There are the financial things, like get your super in check. I have no idea where my super is.
Yeah.
I don't know how much I've got.
One of these people that have like all different amounts of super in all different accounts.
Probably.
From different jobs.
Couldn't tell you.
If you don't know, you do. That's what you have.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm not retiring ever in this day and age. No one retires, so why do I worry? Have savings?
No.
Don't have that. Pay off your credit card. I'm like, okay. One or the other, guys. Pay off my credit card or have savings. I can't have both. That's ridiculous expectations. Yeah.
Yeah.
Learn to speak another language.
Oh, no. No.
Ask for a pay rise? You reckon that's too soon?
Probably.
A little bit?
Going off your performance. Definitely way too soon.
Not. And then the other one, which I'm going to really struggle to tick off the list before tomorrow, live abroad.
Live abroad?
I've booked my flight. I'm off. Sorry, guys.
If anyone, you know, I don't know, like in Kelso, or I don't know, if you live in Rolling Stone,
is that
or
a
Rangewood,
broad?
Hey, it's not in North Ward.
It's broad enough.
It's broader than where you live.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1.
A mad case of foot in mouth disease in the news this morning. It's concerning Neil Patrick Harris, who is on Lemony Snicket, the series of unfortunate events on Netflix at the moment. He's done a lot of musical theatre in his years, but I think he's best known for playing Barney Stinson on How I Met Your Mother.
Mm. Let's see how Blah Blah's doing on the crazy hot scale. She started the night here, but as the night's progressed, she's gotten crazier but no hotter, which has caused her to drift across the Mendoza Diagonal and dangerously close to the Shelley Gillespie Zone. Another girl I dated, she gained 20 pounds and tried to kill me with a brick.
I love too that, like, he plays the most womanizing, like, bloody kind of man.
Such a prick. He's not a very nice guy. But in real life, total opposite. Like, literally, total opposite.
Until yesterday.
Ooh.
So, it was the, what are they called? The musical awards over in the States?
The
Tony Awards were on. And he's very involved in the Tonys.
Oh, of
like
course,
He's does a lot of musical theatre and he's hosted it many times and stuff. But he had nothing to do with it last night. He was actually just live tweeting from his couch.
Oh.
Yeah, he just wanted a year off.
I love when he performs there, though.
I think he wanted a year off to enjoy it at home in the lounge room. So he's actually just watching it at home with his husband and with their kids. They've got some kids together. And one of their little boy named Gideon. So he's watching it with Gideon. And there was a woman who was doing all the backstage stuff in a top hat. Her name is Rachel Bloom. Now, you might know
she's in Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
She won a Golden Globe for that. So she's not huge in Australia, but a very, very big star in the United States. So she was hosting backstage. Neil's at home, happily tweeting on his couch. About halfway through the show, halfway through the Tonys, he tweets, "Who is the woman in the top hat backstage at the Tony Awards? Gideon, my son, remarked that she says like and oh my God a lot. I'm confused. Who is she?" Minutes later, Rachel Bloom has tweeted back to him. "Neil, I'm a big fan of yours. We've met on numerous occasions. And my husband, Dan Greger, wrote for How I Met Your Mother for 5 years. Notably, he wrote the episode where Barney finally meets his father."
Oh, ouch.
So not only have they met numerous times before, her husband wrote probably, you know, one of Barney's most well-known episodes on How I Met Your Mother. So poor Neil, he's just at home red-faced. I mean, how do you reply to that? Hard. He finally did. And this is all he did, like, total humble pie. He just tweeted her back, "Indeed. Well said. Thanks for the reminder." How was backstage?
Oh, what else do you do, though? Your foot is well and truly in your mouth.
Mate, that needs to be surgically removed from his mouth. Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1. If you didn't already know about it, I am a crazy dog lady. And I have a little puppy bear. Well, he's not really a puppy. He's a year old now, but he's still so tiny. His name is Puppy Bear. And
he could be on a dog calendar. Like, he is the most beautiful dog. He's a
chihuahua, but he's a really cute one.
He's a hairy chihuahua.
He's a mix between long and short hair. And so he has random long patches of fur, like his beautiful tail, and he gets chops, and then the rest of his body is short. It's weird.
Because my Nana Pop always had short-haired chihuahuas, and they look like little rats. Yapping rats.
Yeah.
But he's got hair. It's nice.
He's
like,
pretty
you
cute.
You brush him.
You have to brush him. He's pretty adorable. And he's my little mate, and he moved up here with me, so he keeps me company. And I put him in a boarding kennel over the weekend. He was out at Townsville Pet Resort. And they did a great job looking after him. They knew how anxious I was leaving him for the weekend. So they called me on Friday and just assured me that he'd settled in and he was having a great time. They sent me photos across the weekend. They even sent me a little video of him playing fetch with them yesterday morning.
Didn't they put a photo on their Facebook page?
They did. They put a photo on their Facebook page of him giving one of the carers kisses because he was just having a great time. And it made me feel a lot better about leaving him for the weekend.
Yeah.
But I did feel a bit lonely when I got home on Sunday. I was by myself overnight. I was by myself majority of the day yesterday. And I really missed him. Mm. I missed having my little buddy there. And so I went to pick him up yesterday afternoon. And you're allowed to pick them up between 3 and 5. And I got there right on 3.
Gabby's there. 2:59.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sharp.
Exactly. And I was really excited. And I was watching all the other dogs going home.
Yeah.
And they have like a run that they go down to their owner.
Yeah, yeah. You pick them up at the end of the run.
Yeah. And so these dogs like getting so excited. They see their owner at the end of the run. And they just run full pelt down to their owner. They jump into their arms. They give them kisses. They're all excited to be reunited. And I was like, oh, I can't wait. It's my turn. It's my turn. It's my turn. And Bear gets to the end of the run. Where he starts running, stops halfway, turns around, he wants to go back. And I was like, Bear, you get here right now. And he just kind of looked at me and then he started running again. And then he got about 2 meters from me, stopped and just started barking at me. And I'm like, you ungrateful little beep.
Yeah.
He wanted to go back and play with his friends. He didn't want to go home. He was having too much of a great time. And this was literally me.
Get back in here and love me.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby. On Hit 103.1.